that was Lisa Gerrard with San Vian, which translates to I Am Your Shadow, and I love that song. So welcome, everyone, and so good to have you all here. Tonight we have a special treat. We have Amber Berard, who is, I actually did a spirit festival thing, and I had her at my show, and people just loved her. They loved her work, and she's just really in tune, and she's just a fantastic gal. And I might add this also. She's also my niece. I guess I should put that out there right now. So, you know, she can't be too bad if she's my niece. So, anyways, okay, so let's bring Amber on and see how she's doing. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How's it going?
Okay. So, you know, I mean, obviously we know each other, Amber, but I just really, I don't know a lot exactly how you got into doing this and how you do your tarot readings. I know your tarot readings involve much more than just reading the cards. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about how, you know, how did you get inspired to kind of get into the spiritual realm?
Not to give you a big head, but you.
Okay. That's what I was hoping.
I just looked up to you growing up. You were, like, between you and my grandmother, you were, like, my best friends. And I just feel like I just observed. I was very quiet. I kept to myself. I was just trying to figure out this whole world thing. And, like, I felt different, but I just didn't know, like, what that meant. And I just saw you and, like, just how, like, free-spirited you were. And, like, we would make magical potions and magic wands and, like, all this stuff. So, like, it made me feel like it was okay. Like, I wasn't going to be, like, made fun of or anything like that because you were doing it. You were the coolest, so why not?
Right. But, I mean, okay, so do you remember when we did the event and you were giving readings to people? And I noticed, like, that you were, because you've given me a couple of readings, and I noticed that you incorporate astrology and things like this, and also intuition into the readings, which I think is fantastic. So, I mean, tell me, like, what is, you know, the tarot cards? Are the tarot cards very important to your readings, or is it more like the feeling you're getting about something?
I think it's a mixture of both things. Like, I'm very visual, but at the same sense, I feel a lot of things. So I won't know exactly, like, each reading's different, each person's different, how, you know, like, open they are to receiving what I read. But, I mean, from the beginning, before I even thought I was going to do tarot, I mean, I was always intrigued with, like, you know, horoscopes. That's where it started. I would read my horoscope daily, and, like, I thought that was so cool, and I made it a point to be like, oh, yeah, this totally applies, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, in retrospect, it's kind of generic because there's so much other oppositions that a person can be and not have this be this one generic thing. So the thing with me is I do research. I feel like I know a little bit about a lot of things. And when I'm intrigued, I just go with it. So I've kind of just been self-teaching myself and observing, like, different techniques and stuff. And I made it into just be my own little thing and how I go about my readings and whatnot.
Right, right. Well, I mean, people were so impressed by you. I remember, like, people walking away from the booth and being like, wow, she was really right on. So that's very cool. I ask this of a lot of people that come on my show, but how has going through tough times helped you in this spiritual manner? I mean, you know, I know you've gone through some tough times. You're probably going through some tough times right now. How does this lend toward your spiritual work.
Maybe this makes sense. Hold on. So I believe a lot in synchronicities and signs and all that. So, for instance, a lot of people, we all embody these type of things. You know, I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, oh, like they sense a phone call, like, oh, like they're thinking about their friend and then they get a text message. Or, you know, they're thinking about someone that's passed over and then a song comes on the radio and it reminds you of them. Like all those little things, like seeing a cardinal or a butterfly, when those types of things happen, I believe that's like your sign that you're on the right path. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I feel with tarot, I use that as a tool of like validation. It's a tool for your subconscious to be pulled out to be right in front of you. And I know there's a lot of hoopla in regards to tarot, and people are like, oh my God, that's the devil's work. It's this and that. And I feel like it's part of my job on my spiritual journey to explain that that's not the case. It's a beautiful message that disembodies your own thinking, and it's my job to like kind of make you more aware of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So do you think it's important that we experience hard times in order to grow spiritually? I'm just curious.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're in the moment, you don't really notice it. You're like, oh my God, like this is my life. It's like, this is happening. What else can happen? It's crazy. But like, ultimately, I was in a really crappy relationship for 10 years, but at the end of it, I ended up with a beautiful daughter, and I learned the things that I didn't want in life and what I didn't want to experience anymore. And that was like, okay, that was a wake up call for me to actually be my authentic self and step forward and try to spread the messages of it can get better. You just have to have faith that things will get better. And then like my grandmother died, and it was just a big like awakening for me. And even though she was my best friend here, I feel like she's been helping me more so on the other side, which is a beautiful feeling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, Amber talks about her grandmother. That's my mother. We know that she's helping us. But when you give someone a reading, like, are you, obviously we do this work mostly to help others. And so tell me about some of the experiences you've had giving readings. Like what's been like a wow moment for you? Like what have you learned about yourself from giving readings to other people?
That I'm very freaking intuitive.
okay.
It scares me sometimes. I mean, my own mother is like, you scare me. Like, it's funny. But for example, when you were talking about the psychic care that I did with you, I'm always just used to like reading for like people that I know, my friends. It was just like, oh, I get together with my best friend and like it's a full moon, so let's do a tarot card reading, like just for fun. But like in the back of my mind, like without even saying anything out loud, like I was trying to cultivate, like, how am I going to like make this like be like a thing that I'm going to promote to people and make it be valid. And like, I would pick up on, you know, I'd pull cards and it like goosebumps on people, but I'm like, this is people I know, like, cool. Like they're just going along with it. But what was really the turning point when I did the psychic fair is all the people that came, like there's like 78 cards in a deck or whatever, you know, decks they pick. It varies in card numbers, but it was just so fascinating that the majority of the people picked the same deck and pulled the same cards, but in different positions, and it hit them, you know, differently. And it's like out of all of the cards in the deck, these people picked that. And then what was even cooler was that the first person that came to get a reading actually had a tattoo of the tarot card that everybody was pulling. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Wow, that's so interesting. Wow. That's very cool.
Right?
So who do you like to call? I know your one of your favorite angels is Archangel Michael. and Raphael, of course. So do you kind of go through a ritual before you do readings for people? I mean, what do you do before you, you know, to prepare yourself?
All right, this is what I did before this. So last night I was talking to, like, my angels. I talked to my top four people that are out there rooting for me, my papa, Barry, and Russ. And I just, and my, like, my guardians and everything, I just asked them to embody me with all the energy to give me, like, for me to be able to give the best possible readings ever. And I surround myself with, like, white light and all that. And today I set up my little altar. I have a candle lit. I have actually two candle holders that were my memes, which is my grandmother. And I have a candle lit, and there's all candles all around it. And I have this oil that's infused with crystals that were charged under a full moon. And I put that on my third eye and all over my body. And then I jam out to Breaking Benjamin, my favorite band, and I get in the zone and I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still not familiar with Breaking Benjamin, but the guy is cute.
So it's fine.
I'll give you that.
Well, Papa appreciated their music, so that was cool.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't know that. Okay.
He told me I had a good ear for music, so that was awesome.
Right. So you also have a daughter that we know she's a little accordion, and so she's probably taught you a whole lot. And what do you see in her? Because I know, like, she was seeing spirits and things, you know, and you know, when she was younger. I mean, do you think that she is gifted as well, or what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And to fall into my whole, like, the signs and everything that, like, I take into account. When I first started my spiritual path, I was very big into number sequences. And fours were really big for me. So my grandmother passed. And a couple months after she passed, I ended up getting pregnant. So I felt like that was, like, a gift from her. Because she was the matriarch of the family. So I felt like she was, like, putting the role on Ava, that she was going to be the one that was going to keep the bond together of the family. And I just, like, prayed and, like, manifested, like, oh, I'm going to have a little girl, you know, all these things that I wanted in her and instill in her. And so I was trying to think of names when I found out that she was a girl. And I wanted one name, and my mom's like, oh, no, absolutely not. You're not picking that name. And I was like, okay, like, what do you choose? And she was like, how about Ava? Because your grandmother's favorite song was Ave Maria. And she was like, but I'm sure you're not going to call her Ava. And I was like, okay, I really like that, actually. So it turned out that my daughter was born 4 days after her due date, on 1/21/2011, which all adds up to fours. And she was born at 1:44 p.m., which is the most, like, in the Fibonacci code, that's the most powerful number. And when she was able to pronounce her name and talk, she said Ava instead of Ava. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she is, and really, and I know everyone thinks, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I always, like, made it a point to, like, talk about my grandmother and instill that vision with her and, like, you know, keep it, like, you know, in her life. And as she started getting older, she would tell me that she would see her and that she would leave, like, plates at the table for her to sit at. And, like, she would just talk about her all the time. Like, she knew her, but she was seeing her. And I thought that was so cool. She's awesome.
I know. I remember one day when she was over here and she was playing with this disconnected phone. And I said, so she's like, answer the phone. And I'm like, who are you talking to? And she said, I'm talking to, you know, my mother, who was gone. And they were having a conversation on the phone. And I don't know. I was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, this is so weird. It's so cool and so weird, you know. But yeah, so
it's amazing.
So what do you, like, you know, when you come across people that either you know or don't know, but they want to get more into, you know, the spiritual and everything, like, what is your best advice about getting into the spiritual realm?
Just trust your gut instinct. There's no manual. Everybody is entitled to believe what they want to believe and however they, you know, feel comfortable expressing that interest. You know, like, for instance, with, like, religion, like, you know, if you're Catholic, Christian, whatever it may be, like, half the people will go to church and praise God or whatever it is. And then there's other people that believe in God, but, like, don't feel the need to have to go to church or anything like that. You don't have to, you know, like, if you're into all this tarot, you don't have to, like, burn sage all the time or incense. It's whatever you feel comfortable with doing. I don't shove anything down anybody's throat. I speak my mind, take it, leave it, whatever you want to do. It's your own path. It's your own journey. It's not me to tell you what's right or wrong.
Right, right. So we're having a wicked thunderstorm here right now, and you might be able to hear it in the background.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully the power is not going to go out. We'll see. But anyway, so, I mean, how else have you grown in this area? Like, I maintain that most of our growth is through, you know, going through troubled times. I mean, but I mean, like, how do you, all right, first of all, how do you envision things unfolding? Like, what would you like to do from this point on in terms of your spiritual work?
Well, I, you know, we all have our stories and everything, you know, growing up and stuff. I lived a hard life, you know, for a little bit. Well, a lot of it of my life. But I always knew one way, shape, or form that my 30s was going to be where I was going to shine. I was going to be more confident in myself. I was going to do the things that I never spoke about. And when I turned 30, that's when I did the psychic fair with you. So I felt like, okay, like, I have all these goals and everything that I might not speak about out loud, but I am very goal-oriented, and I see wonderful possibilities for myself, but I just have to believe in it more.
Right, and that's a hard thing to do, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But that's the only thing that really stops us from actually, you know, it stops us from doing a lot of things. That's, you know, either just getting a traditional job or creating something or whatever it is. I mean, but, you know, we know we have to do the work, but then the other half of it is we have to believe in ourselves, you know? So, yeah, so interesting. Okay, so now when, you know, and I know you're going to do tarot mixed with your other, you know, talents tonight. What do you need or what would you like from the caller when we start taking calls? Like, would you like them to ask a question or how would you like it to be?
So I would like to know what their zodiac sign is. And I'm going to give them two choices of, like, how I'm going to read their cards. I can do a past, present, and future reading, or because it is a full moon lunar eclipse happening right now, I have a three-card spread in regards to the full moon. So you have your choice of picking between those two spreads. And you can
okay,
ask whatever
good.
You want.
Okay. Right. Okay. Excellent. So is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your journey so far?
I kind of scare myself from time to time. Like, you know, like, I'll have, thoughts come into my head, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what that means, and then, like, it'll be relevant, like, 5 minutes down the road, but, like, it's just, it's remarkable. Like, I was telling my friend earlier, I was like, it's scary how fast I can manifest things. Like, if you believe in it, like, put it out there and the universe is going to listen to you. Honestly, it sounds like ridiculous, but it's literally that easy. If you put it out there, you attract what you put out there. So if you're negative all the time, you're only going to get negative things. But if you're positive, then it's going to respond and you're going to get greatness. And I had a short-term goal, and it was for me to come on the show. And I talked to you last night, and you made it happen in less than 24 hours, and that's amazing.
Right.
I just
want
to be able to share this with people, you know?
Right, of course. It's very cool. So I'm trying to think of what else I haven't touched on that you should maybe want to talk about. I'm not sure what else. I mean, did I forget to ask you anything that you'd like to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I know that, is your best friend there with you?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Does she want to say something about how you give readings, or does she have anything she wants to say?
I would love that. Yeah, absolutely. I would love that.
Okay. Now, this her best friend, you guys, her name's Allie, and she looks like a mermaid. She's absolutely beautiful. So, Allie, what do you have to say?
Hi. Hello, everybody. I have to say, first of all, thank you for calling me a mermaid.
And absolutely
beautiful. I love you.
Can you talk closer to the mic, Allie?
Wait, hold on, hold on. Coco, you have to chime her in. Can you put her in the queue? Is that what you didn't do?
Oh, yeah. No, I can bring her on. Hold on. I have her. Hold on a second.
All right, do that.
Hold on. I got this.
Okay.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
First of all, Coco, I love you for calling me a mermaid and beautiful. You're such a sweetheart. Second of all, I've always been very intrigued by tarot. But until I met Amber, I never really dabbled with it, and she brought it out in me, and I appreciate her every single day for it, because it just shows so much more than you actually think. But she is so talented, and I believe in her more than she believes in herself. But my favorite thing about it is that getting a reading, us that is receiving the reading, we're picking our own cards. But what she does that is absolutely beautiful and very talented is that she interprets the cards for us, interprets the placement of the cards that we picked, and then reads the whole spread and makes so much more sense of it than I could, not knowing much of it, could have done for myself. So she is just a beautiful soul. She's my twin flame, my best friend in the whole entire world, and I want nothing more than for her to share her talent with everybody. And I hope I know that's what she will do with her with her life and her like talent. I just love her so much, and she's just such a beautiful person.
Oh,
same. I love
sweet.
You.
I'm tearing up. I love it. We get together once a week, and most of the time we are doing tarot, and it all incorporates like what the position of the moon is and the zodiac position of the moon. We pick different spreads and we do each other's readings, and it's very eye opening for every different reading. It plays into everything that's going on in my life and her life, and it's just. The way that she explains it is just even more eye-opening than what I could ever have imagined.
Right. That's excellent. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
You.
Thank you for including me.
You're welcome. So I'll put you on hold. Okay, you guys, you've heard a pretty good description of how Amber gives readings. She told you what you need. So those people on hold will get to all of you. And we're just going to take a quick song break here Let me see. Yeah, so we'll play a song that's 2 minutes and 22 seconds, and we'll be back, and we'll start to give. Thanks for being here, you guys. We'll be back.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure. Make you okay and drive them away. The images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. This push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby. Forget the stars. I'll kiss you again. Between the bars where I'm seeing you there. With your hand in the air. Waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time. And I'll make you mine. Keep you.
And we are back with Amber Berard.
We're back.
She is a tarot reader, an intuitive tarot reader, and so much more. And Amber, tell people where they can find you, because I know some people are going to want to connect with you afterwards. So where can they find you?
I have a Facebook page. I'm going to be creating an actual page for all this content. But it's Amber Berard on Facebook. And I also have a YouTube page that I've kind of been neglecting, which is Spiritual Side Notes on YouTube. So you can check out that too. But I can give you my email address if you are interested in like wanting to like have a reading with me aside from the show, which is avanicole2111@gmail.com.
Okay. And we'll keep saying that throughout the show so people know where to find you. Okay. So
okay.
I want to also mention that we have in chat, well, we have Rachel. She keeps appearing and disappearing. But we have Deb in Canada. We have Jackie in Wisconsin. We have Denise in Virginia. And that's it. So you guys are missing out because I'm going to be giving away a tarot deck tonight as a free giveaway. And so if you're not in chat, you can't win this. If you get into chat, you have a possibility of winning it. So anyways, so yeah, Rachel's back. Rachel is also
welcome back.
An excellent tarot reader. She's excellent. Okay, so we'll start to take our first call here, and it's 914-522. Hello?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Sure. Is this Katie?
Yes, it is. Yes, and I want to say I just absolutely adored the story about your daughter being able to see your mom. That was just beautiful.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
I'm a Cancer. I'm not exactly sure. Do I just say past, present, future? Is that
if that's what you want, sweetie? But I have another reading that
yes.
I can offer you in regards to the full moon, which the questions are, like the positions are, what can no longer be hidden, what can I let go of, and what is getting ready to emerge. So you can pick either past, present, or future, or that one.
Oh, I like that one. That sounds interesting.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just think to yourself, like, what this full moon lunar eclipse is going to bring into your life, and I'm going to shuffle the cards while I'm doing so, and just let me know when you would like me to stop shuffling.
Okay. Stop.
All right. All right, I'm going to pull the cards and just give me a moment to, like, look at them, and then I will tell you what they say.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, so the first card you pulled. All right, it's the Nine of Pentacles, okay? So hold on one second. Let me just check something. All right, so being a Cancer, you're a water sign. So you deal with emotions a lot. Like sometimes it can be overwhelming at times, and you don't really know where to place those emotions. So it can be a chaotic mess. I get that for sure. So with this position, it says, what can no longer be hidden? So with the card that you pulled is the Nine of Pentacles, and pentacles represent money and materialistic types of situations. So with this card, you may be feeling like right now that you're being worked too hard. You need some, like there's some sort of like charity and some sort of like generosity you want to put out there. And you want to be able to like share your abundance with people. It's time for you to like enjoy the world that you've cultivated for yourself. You might even feel the need to have to take a vacation or buy yourself something like meaningful. So with the position that you pulled that in, what no longer can be hidden, that's what you're striving for. You want to be able to like just be like shown that you are like, you have a purpose. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you want to be seen for that. Does that make any sense right now?
Yes, totally. Wow.
Okay. The second card you pulled is the Nine of Wands. Hold on, I just need to revert back to this. Wands are all about movement. So with this position, it says, what can I let go of? Like all of the things that you've been like dealing with right now, struggles, triumphs, everything up until this point that you've been dealing with, you may be exhausted from and feel like you are like ready to give up, but you're almost there. You're right there. You're ready to complete that part. So you're ready to let go of all of those feelings of just not being, like, worthy enough. This is your time to, like, push forward. It's that last stretch for you to complete all of your tasks. You're incredibly resilient. Does that resonate?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then the last position is transformation. What is getting you ready to emerge? The Wheel of Fortune, which is a beautiful card. By understanding like all the cycles and everything, the ups and downs, just like what the last card said, you have to like just realize that there's a deeper level to that. You build on your own strength and resilience. It's time for you to focus on what you can control in order to find peace with all of the like uncertainties of change and let go of anything that you cannot control. What is meant for you will not miss you. So I hope this helps and it's relevant for you.
It definitely is.
Yay!
That was great. That was so empowering. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
And I would just like to say that another little like thing that I offer is if you would like to have this, like I can send this to you. If you give me your email address, I can send you this so you can just have it to look back and reflect on.
Wow. Oh, awesome. I could email you privately. You said your email.
Perfect.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Wow. Oh. Yay.
Yay.
Happy full moon.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Katie. You too. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So now we have area code 610. 610.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. This is my name is Sonia.
Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question concerning my career, my present job.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if anything you're picking up for me in that area.
All right. All right, sweetie, what's your zodiac sign? Or your birthday if you don't know it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, February 15th.
Oh, my God, that's my birthday, Sonia.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Wow, Aquarius.
Yeah, so cool.
All right, perfect. So I'm love it. All right, so I'm going to shuffle, and please let me know when you would like me to stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay. All right, just give me a sec. Okay. All right, the first card you pulled is the Six of Swords. Your sign of Aquarius is an air sign, and that's actually ruled by swords, which is pretty interesting. So you said in regards to career, correct?
Yeah, my present job and all that, yep.
Okay. So the positions that I did was past, present, and future, and how I like to, like, elaborate on that is, like, I like to give this, like, a three-month span. So with the first card being in the past, it could literally have happened, like, an hour ago or like 2 weeks ago, wherever you feel fit, that will, like, it'll make sense once I read the rest of the cards. So at this position, it signifies that you will be leaving a job or situation behind and moving forward to much better career opportunities. It feels like a positive change is coming to you in regards to finances. The possibility of moving for work is on the horizon for you. When it presents itself to you, just trust in the opportunity. Is that relevant at the beginning of this so far?
You mean like relocating?
Like you just have like a different mindset. Like you feel like you're worthy of more and you're ready to take that next step to move forward in regard to your career.
Well, I haven't really been looking. You know, I've been here 4 years and I'm not really looking to leave. I'm looking to, you know, continue growing and expanding at the present company.
Okay. That makes sense. You're ready to move, like, your course of how you're working. You like where you are, correct? But you just feel like
yeah.
You might want to, like, take the next step?
Okay.
So the next card is the present card, which is the Three of Wands. And Wands is all about movement and going forward and realizing, like, your path that you want to make for yourself. So using, like, your energy in regards to what you want to come out of this job, work is presenting you with, like, an exciting opportunity. And you feel like you need to be part of that. You may be considering, like, hiring a certain, like, team of people that you, like, feel, like, connected with that will help benefit you in regards to your business that you're in right now. It could also signify like traveling for work. Does that make any sense?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, not. I don't really have to travel. Like, I haven't been told, you know, or anything. So yeah, I mean, all the work I do is remote.
Okay. So, I mean, with the next following card is the Ace of Swords. And like I said, with your sign being Aquarius, Swords is what it masters. So an ace of any suit in a tarot deck is all about new beginnings. So in regards to this, you may be like discovering like new ideas for like creative expanding, like whatever type of business you're in. You have like all these ideas that you want to share with the company, more or less, and like you're finally starting to get like the clarity and insights on how you can improve like money situations and finally emerging within this position within your job. This is a time for like I said, new beginnings in regards to this career. So you might not be like physically traveling to a different part within this job that you feel more confident in. Does that make any sense?
Traveling. Well, like I said, everything I do is remote, you know, like I work remotely from my home. So I'm just trying to think.
And like I said, it's not like a physical travel. I would say just like within you, you're like goal oriented and like you're ready to make these moves within yourself to like just be like seen maybe a little bit better within the company and just share your like wisdom to make things like possibly better and like work smoothly or whatever it may be.
Okay.
Can you, like, kind of relate to that? Like, it's actually within you. You're ready to move and make the next steps forward to, like, make your place, like, to have your foundation within the company, like, have your voice be heard and move physically within yourself and your goals.
Yeah, I'm always looking to grow and expand. And like I said, that's my nature.
Oh, yeah, being an Aquarius, absolutely. You know this of yourself. The mantra of an Aquarius is I know. You know the things you need to do, and you're going to do everything within your body to achieve those things.
Or we'll die trying, right, Sonia?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I hope that helped a little bit. Do you
I hope that helped.
To tell her, Amber?
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Sonia. Okay. Next caller is 414-455.
Hey, Corinne, it's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How's it going?
It's going good. I am... Cancer sign, and I would like to do the past, present, future.
Perfect. Do you want just a general, or is there a specific question you would like to know?
Yep, just general.
All right, let me know when to stop shuffling, please.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Wow, you pulled all major arcana cards. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
Okay, so the way that tarot is broken down is that there's 78 cards in the deck. The first 22 cards are called the major arcana cards, which basically is like these are like life lessons that you're going to keep needing to repeat until you actually get the lesson from it. In regards to the other cards, like with the like pentacles and cups and stuff, it's like ace to 10 and then there's queens of blah, blah, blah. Those are all the little like in between things that you need to achieve. But these cards are very, very powerful. So just give me one moment. All right. Like the other caller that was a Cancer, water signs are very emotional and emotions can be tricky and all that. But for your past card, you pulled Judgment. So at this point in your life, the process of releasing judgment in areas of your life is important. In order to move forward, it's like you have to be willing to accept to release all this past trauma and things that have happened to you and prepare yourself to like actually enjoy what's ahead of you, even though you might not actually believe that it's there for you. The biggest thing I say, like, you have to believe. Like, believing is so magical. Like, that's like pure magic on earth. If you believe in things, it will happen. The cycle that, like, you've been enduring, just release and forgive. I know it's easier said than done, but it allows you to move forward from the past, which is ironic because you pulled this in the past, and just to be able to move forward into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is that relevant?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, perfect. So the next card you pulled, which is present, is the death card. And people that don't know tarot, they're like, ooh, the death card. Oh, my God, that's horrible. No, it's a beautiful card. I say it represents rebirth, putting, you know, like the past, like the judgment, like releasing and forgiving. You're putting that. It's time to start anew. This is like the rebirth of yourself. Change is natural. You can feel yourself starting to shift and like grow and evolve on your own personal path, whatever it may be. Just be able to like feel the trust that you can surrender to the cycle and release the things in your life that have like controlled you and made you feel inadequate. It's definitely not an easy process, that's for sure, but just have comfort in knowing that something more is out there for you and the next phase of your life is coming to replace what has left.
Okay.
And then the final card you pulled is the tower, and the picture itself is kind of, it's crazy to look at. It's literally a tower with like lightning, like what's happening out here where I am. And there's people flying out the window, and it looks chaotic, and it's crazy. It comes on all of a sudden. But what's beautiful about this card is that the card after it is the star, and that's all about beauty and, like, new beginnings, just like the whole theme of this reading has been so far. You must persevere, and, like, you're no longer, like, just let go of things that no longer serve you. There's a new way of thinking, and it's your time to believe that that can be true. I hope this helps.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. We'll talk soon, I hope, Jackie.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Green.
Okay. I love Jackie so much. Okay. So next caller we have 856. 856?
776.
Hello?
I guess I'm not listening. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
776, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, good. Wasn't sure if I had you. Okay, so do you have a question or what kind of reading would you like?
I would like a general reading, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What's your name, sweetie, and what's your sign?
So my name's Laura, and I'm a Libra.
Okay. Lovely. All right, I'm going to start shuffling. And please let me know when to stop.
Okay, stop.
All right. All right, so Libras are all about balancing. You're an air sign, so you kind of just, like, go with the flow most of the time. So the first card I ended up pulling for you was the tower. And I find it so intriguing that I just did the last reading and that was the last card I pulled for them. I shuffled the whole deck and you picked this card to be your first card. So it's crazy. Like, sorry, I just find it fascinating. Anyway, so like I said with the last one, so your past, there was like some sort of like chaos that just comes up out of the blue. And in the moment, you just feel chaotic and don't know how to really approach it and deal with it. But within that chaos, I feel like you kind of, like, thrive in chaos, maybe. Is that relevant?
Well, so I'm a consultant, so I typically am going on, I'm always addressing new challenges and basically putting out fires.
All right. I like that. That makes sense. So, like, yeah, you kind of thrive in it. You know how to, like I said, with an air sign, you just go with the flow. So pulling that into your present, you pulled the Nine of Cups. And in my mind, I feel like the Nine of Cups is, like, a definitive, like, yes card. Like, you're doing things right. You're on the right path. Just, like, relax and enjoy what you've been working so hard to achieve. Don't downplay your success. Just be in it. You've come a long way, and you've done this all on your own. Savor these moments that you share, like, good fortune with other people, and just be proud and stand in your glory that you're doing what you're meant to do, and it's working for you. And then the last card you pulled is the Hanged Man. And this is basically, like, try to maybe have some downtime with yourself so you can reflect. There are moments when, like, you feel like you can't go on. Just know that, like, this is, like, for a reason. Like, you have to come within yourself and realize that you have opportunities to see your, like, situations form a new perspective. Surrender to, like, what's happening and find peace during moments of inactivity until the time is right for, like, action and transformation to happen. So, like, with the tower, like, all the chaos, just know that you're doing the right things, and it's okay to not be go, go, go all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I am go, go, go all the time.
And that's the Libra thing. You need to balance your work life and your relaxation life and your me time. That's what you need to ultimately try to just do, because honestly, it'll make you feel better overall. You'll be able to give your whole self to your work situations and stuff. But just know it's okay to have downtime.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm so glad. Yay. You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank
Laura.
You. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so 757291.
Hello. It's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. I only have a question. Just a general reading. I'm a Taurus.
Okay. Oh,
good for
my complete opposite. Hello.
Wait, what?
I love my Tauruses. All right, so I am going to start shuffling. Please let me know when to stop.
Stop.
I hear a lot of background noise.
Oh, sorry. Here, I can turn it off.
Sorry. Yeah. All right. Interesting. All right, so earth signs are all about material possessions and security. And, like, your mantras are, like, I have this. This is what you feel, like, just grounded in. Earth is very grounded energy. So the suit that represents Taurus is Pentacles. And the first card you pulled is the eight. Is that eight? I'm retarded. Okay, the Eight of Pentacles, okay? So eight ultimately is the infinity symbol, which has to do with money, which is kind of cool that interacts within this reading. So for past, by pulling this card, when you do what you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life. If you have a passion, you're willing to achieve it, like, no matter what. The level of success that you want to put out there is up to you ultimately. Just keep up the great work. There's something there. There's something that you're bringing to fruition that you need to just keep steady with. Is that relevant?
Yeah.
Okay. The next card you pulled is the Knight of Pentacles. So with this card, you're not really, like, impressed by, like, the get-rich-quick schemes of things and doing, like, lazy shortcuts. You just you have this vision, and it's very, like, strategic, and you need, like, you feel like you need to do this, or else it's not, you're not going to feel satisfied. Putting in a solid effort daily will yield the most lasting and meaningful results within whatever you're trying to cultivate for yourself. Just continuously, like, set goals for yourself that are realistic and take the action steps to move forward. And don't do too much because you'll get burnt out, and that's never a good look. And just honestly, it's routine, just the repetition of doing the same thing to get you to the ultimate goal that you want to achieve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
And then the last card you pulled, which is the Queen of Cups, actually represents Scorpios, which is your exact opposite sign. So this is kind of like what you want to like embody. Cups deal with emotions. So like you want to bring in like the practical things in life with the materialistic things and like setting your foundations, but also you need to like, you know, don't let your emotions get the best of you and actually like work through all of that. It's such a, like an energetic presence to pull this card. You have the control of your emotions. Maybe, like, have you, like, been feeling some type of way and you really don't know how to, like, work through it and you feel like, ah, I don't do good with emotions. But, like, this is your, like, chance to be like, okay, if you can manifest these set goals that you want for yourself, it's okay to feel it. It's okay to go through all the emotions, the ups and downs. But at the end of it, just know that you got this. You can handle this. Makes sense?
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, it definitely all makes sense.
Yay!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good. Well, we'll talk, Rachel.
Okay, well, yeah, that was really amazing. And yeah, so.
Yay! Thank you.
But yeah, it all makes sense. I mean, Kareem knows. Like, I've been talking to her about my hopes and dreams and everything. So it definitely
I love you, girlfriend. You're the best. Honestly, you're an inspiration for me. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. I wasn't sure if I was or not. So I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm a Taurus anyway.
Girl, I know who you are. You're good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Seriously.
Of course.
Bye.
All right, talk later.
Bye.
Talk later, Rachel. Thank you. Bye. She's awesome. Okay.
She really is.
Okay, so next caller is 276, area code 276.
Hello. Taurus, this is Denise.
Yay!
Hey, Denise.
Hey.
Okay.
What type of reading do you like?
Let's go with the moon.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to start shuffling. You let me know when to stop.
Okay.
All right, pretty cool. All right, so the first position is what can no longer be hidden. And you pulled the Empress. And a fun fact about the Empress is actually that governs the sign of Taurus. So like I said, it says what can no longer be hidden. Yeah, intriguing, right?
Yeah.
So with this position, there's literally like a goddess sitting on a throne and like she's ruled by Venus and there's a lot of Venus energy happening right now, which is pretty cool. So with this being the past position, with what no longer can be hidden, this signifies a very powerful energy of receiving rather than taking action. It allows you to be just very creative in all that you embody. a powerful magnetism that attracts everything that she desires. So that's pretty cool with what the position is in. What can I no longer be hidden? There's something in you. You're ready to, like, just burst at the seams and do this. Make yourself be seen. Because you feel like, you know, there's something within you that you need, and I promise you that there's going to be people that are going to be receptive to it. This is what you embody. This is literally your card, which is beautiful. The next card that you pulled is what can I let go of? And you pulled the Chariot. So within this card, there's literally a guy, and there's two sphinxes, which are opposite colors, which is yin and yang, and these, they have no rank. So that's kind of like they're on their own, like, you know, so with the position, what can I let go of? Let go of the reins of control. Just go with it. You're like embarking on like an important journey, moving towards the next level of your life goals. There's a clear intent for what you want to manifest in your life, and you just need to take action. If you have the determination to do so, it's going to be beautiful, the end result. Just be like, with being a Taurus, you're all about foundation and, you know, stability. So just build this solid foundation and create structure when necessary to step before, like, just make sure that you have all this within you before you make any big decisions. But with the last card, you pulled the Nine of Pentacles. And that's all about like financial security and stuff. And that's big for Taurus as well. So what is getting ready to emerge with you taking into account everything else? You're finally able to enjoy just feeling safe within yourself. You've worked so hard to achieve what you want to, like, you know, create for yourself. Value like the people that have helped you along the way and just share your generosity with them for helping you get to this point. It's just time for you to enjoy everything that you've created for yourself. And even if you want to take a vacation, that's fine. You deserved it up until this point. So just believe that you're on the right path and doing what you need to do. I hope this helps. Okay.
I hope it did too.
Yay.
I just have a job interview. I have a job interview on Friday, and I'm just not sure if I'm going to take it or if there's something else.
Well, with that, with knowing that, I take it as you have the control. It's up to you. Are you going to be your authentic self to these people? Because I feel like if you are, you have the control to make your domain the way that you want it to be, like just be as a whole. Speak your mind. Don't keep anything to yourself and just be your authentic self, and you will succeed within it, I feel.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you, Denise. Love to you. Okay. Thank you. All right. Denise is so pretty. If you ever saw her, she's got like this. Well, it's like it used to be all red, but it's reddish blonde. It's the most beautiful hair. She's just so freaking pretty. Anyways, okay. So 347. 347. Hello.
Hello, hi, this is Tanika, and I'm a Virgo sun and moon. Hi.
Okay, so she's a Virgo, Amber?
Okay.
Do you
have a question? What would you like to do?
Yep, I would like to take a look at my future as far as love and moving or what you see.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle. Let me know when to stop. Okay. All right, so Virgos are an earth sign, very analytical. You have a million thoughts, right? And you try to, like, categorize them and make sense of them. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I did the past, present, and future spread for you. So the first card that you pulled is the Two of Swords. So within this card, you see a woman, and she's blindfolded, and she has two swords in her hand. So basically, this is like you're at a fork in the road. With this being in the past position in regards to, like, love or whatnot, I feel like, you know, you've had certain people in your life and you thought it was going one way, but it turned out to be the complete opposite. And it's just about you trying to find yourself in a place of just very painful things you've been in the past. And you fear that because of those experiences that it's always going to happen that way. And that I can relate. That's a scary feeling. But if you just believe that, like, you know, ask for advice from people, you know, search for people that you feel safe with, your tribe, and just, you know, it's good to put your thoughts out there because they might give you a different perspective, like even maybe this is giving you a different perspective by getting this reading. But ultimately it comes down to just trusting your own intuition. People can tell you, do this, do that, but ultimately it comes down to you making that decision. Is that relevant? Have you been through a certain situation and now you're like, okay, this is my time to shine, maybe?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so the next card that you pulled is the Six of Wands, which is represented as the victory card. So by you realizing all these past things that you've gone through, now you have the control to have this victory in your life and not settle for anything you deserve. It's extraordinary good news, especially after a period of struggle. You're finally starting to feel proud of your accomplishments. You are like, you know, there may be a romantic person in your view, and you feel like just worthy for it finally. Like, you know who you are ultimately. You've worked this hard to get to where you are. So why not feel worthy enough to receive this? It's up to you ultimately, how to like go forth with this. But like the victory card is a very good card, I feel. And then the very last card is the Four of Wands. And this signifies like a big celebration. Like you finally like, okay, you're finally like engaged with this. It might actually also be like a wedding or some sort of like celebratory like situation that's coming up. It could be, and like this might be where you find this new love interest in your life by being with like-minded people and just having a good time, and you click. You're not really looking. I feel like you might not really be looking for somebody, but within having a good time and being yourself, this person will present themselves to you. I hope this helps you, gives you some sort of clarity.
Yep. It definitely did. There's someone.
I'm so glad.
He's come back. I don't know if it's going to turn into something serious. I have feelings for him. We were involved. He's a Scorpio. I don't know if it's going to turn into something, you know. And, like, where I live right now is not healthy for me. And I told him I was thinking of moving to Florida yesterday. And he just, I don't know, I feel like he could kill us. So it's hard because I don't know if he and I are going to be, you know, and if that moving is going to happen. Like, I thought, I had high hopes when he came back, but after yesterday, I really don't know. My feelings are kind of hurt, you know? I don't know.
Scorpios are a tough sign. Trust me, I'm a Scorpio. But I'm actually in a relationship with the Virgo, and I promise you, if you have the patience, it is the most beautiful relationship. I know it's just me being in the relationship with the opposite sign, basically, but it's a beautiful thing. You just have to have patience, honestly. This last card with the Four of Wands, it's literally in it. It shows a beautiful castle and people just being so excited to being together and building, like, a new start for themselves. So I feel like just go with the flow. Like I said, easier said than done, but I feel like it's ultimately going to be something very beautiful and worthwhile. Because you've evolved within yourself and you know the things that you want and you don't want, and you're going to move forward with victory within this situation.
Okay.
Yeah. And Tamika, just freaking ignore the guy, because that's, I'm telling you, it's like, don't try to like impress him or anything. Just ignore him and he'll come running back. Believe me.
You know, it's like hard because we were involved and he knows how I feel about him. Like, he knows I care a lot and he knows I'm a relationship kind of girl. So I know it felt when we were involved like he just wanted me for physical and that's it. So I left him alone because that was hurting me. And he knows that I didn't want to leave him alone, but I didn't want to just be just that, and now he's back, and it seems like he just wants physical again, and I don't want to just be on that level with him, you know? I want him to care. So it's like, I don't want to chase him, but I would like for him to come correct. But I can't force him, like you said. I won't force him. I won't chase him. But it just hurts, you know, because I don't want to be used or his plaything.
Oh, I totally get that. Freaking Scorpio, seriously. They're good luck. Sorry. And you, honestly,
good
I need to say that.
Right.
it's a challenge, it is. But if you feel some type of way for him, you trust your intuition. It'll get there. It may take some time, but I promise you, it'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Well, let us know, Tanika.
All right.
Yeah, I would love to know.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, hopefully it does get there to a good place.
Yeah.
Believe in it. Manifest that. You got this.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Tanika.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to take a quick little break here, just like a song break real quick. And then when we come back, we will take 805. And let me see. There's also a, 845 and 413302. I don't know if they're just listening. So we'll just take a quick break here, and we'll be back, and we'll give the rest of the readings. Let me see. What do I got here? I'm going to play this song. Okay, we'll be back, you guys. We have two.
Down by the river, shadows moved across me, inch by inch. All that I heard, the wall between the water and the bridge. Turn to me, turn to me, turn to me. Many voices speaking to me from the depths below. This ancient womb, this catacomb beneath the watered snow. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me.
Okay, and that was Nick Cave with Carry Me. Love Nick Cave. Okay, so we've got 805-617. Hello.
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna.
Hi.
Hello. And my birthday, I'm a Taurus. And
yay!
I'm on Facebook now trying to meet someone on their dating thing, and I wanted to know, is that going to be successful, or will I meet someone another way?
All right, perfect. Let me see. I'm going to start shuffling. Please let me know when to stop.
Stop.
Hold, please. So like I've been saying, Taurus is an earth sign. You're all about stability and finding the right fit for you. So in regards to you saying you're trying to meet this person this way, your ultimate goal is, like, you have to have a specific, you know, a specific goal. Like, this is what this guy has to, like, have within himself for me to feel sturdy within my own being. So the first card that you pulled is the Three of Pentacles, which is all about stability ultimately. So with you asking about regards to a relationship, you see three people standing within like a church, and they're looking up at these pentacles. And pentacles represent, you know, like financial stability within your life. But in regards to love, it represents I'm having a brain fart right now. Hold on. It has to do with you, like, putting yourself out there, what you're doing. You're putting yourself out there on a platform. Just, like, try to, like, cultivate, like, you know, have your mindset on the things you want within the relationship, like people that inspire you and motivate you. And just, like, find, you know, it might be, like, through a friend, even if it's not through a website. You might just, you know, all of a sudden one day just, oh, hey, this is my friend so-and-so, and you just click right off the start. Just like, it might be like existing relationships that grow into something more that you never thought could happen. But just keep like putting it out there. I believe in like what you put out there, you get back, the law of attraction. If you're putting it out there, something's going to gravitate your way ultimately. But with the next card that you pulled the Temperance. And regards to relationships, it signifies don't force it. Don't force a relationship right now. If it happens, it happens. Cool.
Uh-huh.
But don't force it. The universe is ultimately like working behind the scenes for your love life, even though you want it so bad right now. It's not, I believe in divine timing. When it's supposed to happen, it will happen. Just seek the balance that you want to have within relationships and just go with the flow ultimately. The last card you pulled is the Queen of Swords, and that signifies that you are like just taking like a logical approach to like what you want to cultivate within this area of your life. And like I said before, just have clear intentions of what you want. Just, you know, you're all about intelligence. You want to thrive off another person. And like I said, it could be someone that you know, or not know, but you will know when you see them. You'll just have this instant connection. Don't force it, like I said. It may even just be your time to be single and just be with yourself and have love for yourself. A big thing with Taurus is actually like just like being confident and like comfortable within your own skin. You don't. Nobody needs to have somebody else. Like, you know, it's a want for people. So I just feel like it'll happen, won't happen. Like, just if you are searching for these platforms, so be it. But don't force it. There's no need to force. Like, love is big. It's a big thing. If it happens, it happens. Put yourself out there. But don't just do it to do it. If you feel an actual connection, go forth with it. But don't feel like you have to, like, go for, like, this site or this site. Just let it happen. When it's meant to, it will. It'll approach you, and you'll know. And be like, okay, this is my sign. I know this is right, and I'm going to go with it. I hope that helps.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, definitely. Yeah, I don't like to force anything, and I am, you know, comfortable in my own skin and everything. It would just be nice to have a companion, someone to do something with. Ah, A lot of that's the COVID, though, too.
Right? Jeez. That's a little damper.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That was wonderful.
You're very welcome. Yay, thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
You too. Okay. I don't know if we've taken 914. 914-522. Hello? 914? Okay. I don't know. Okay. So let me see. I've got 413-302. Hello?
Hello.
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 Hey,
Libra
girl, hey.
Here.
I know. I already know.
Hi, ladies.
Who is?
Hey.
This
who is
Tara.
Hi, Tara.
How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Good.
So what type of reading do you want?
Full moon, please.
Well, duh, I should have known that, right? All right, I'm going to shuffle. Let me know when you stop, dolls.
Got it. Stop, please.
All right. All right, well, hold please. All right, so the first position, what can no longer be hidden? So you pulled the Eight of Wands, and I like to call this card the Arrows of Love. It's your time to move forward. Everything's go, go, go. And you're starting to feel confident within yourself of all these things that you've been wanting to manifest in regards to your love life. So, like I said, what can no longer be hidden? These are your driving force within you. There's an element of, like, spontaneity that may have occurred recently. It gets you excited for an event that is on the verge of happening or may have just happened. Events are going to move quick, 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 quick. Everything falls into place without you, like, needing to push it. Relax and go with the wave of the excitement. So that can no longer be hidden. You're ready to just go forward and take in all of this that you've been wanting for so long. The next card that you pulled, what can I let go of? You pulled the Lovers card, and that may seem a little like, wait, what? But hold on. I promise you it'll make sense. So with the Lovers card of what can I let go of, it's you coming to the terms of it's you choosing relationships that are mutual and respectful and that are healthy. Communication is key. So you're letting go of not having that, like, confidence and, like, truly speaking your mind. So reverting back to the first one, it's go, go, go. And now it's time, like, if you want that to be go, 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 you have to release all these preconditioned feelings of past relationships and just, like, embrace it. And it'll ultimately heal, like, lead you to your highest expression of all the love that you seek within yourself and to the people in your immediate circle. And then the last card you pulled is what is getting ready to emerge. And you pulled the Judgment card. And that represents, like, the process of releasing judgment of yourself is important. That goes hand in hand with the other cards. In order to move forward in life, like with these arrows, you have to be willing to accept and release your past so that you're able to enjoy the next phase of your life, whatever that may be. It's a cycle for you to surrender and release and forgive, and that allows you to move forward from the past and into the future, which is so crazy. Because, like, if I was to do this in traditional past, present, and future cards, the past is moving forward, and the present is releasing all that judgment of your, you know, your past relationships and this, that, and the other thing.
So I find this, if you're with a new partner, I see this being very, like, go, 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 and very transformative in your approach and how you view things now in your life. Is this relevant?
Very much so. Thank you very much.
Yay! Excellent. You're welcome.
Goosebumps, like always.
Ah, yay!
Excellent.
Thank you, lady.
So,
you're so very welcome.
Tara. Take it easy, Tara.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Woo!
Okay, good. All right, bye-bye. Okay, I'm not sure if we've taken, well, we got the 914. Let me see 845-920-845.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good.
Hello?
Sorry, I didn't know if we took your call already or not.
No. You called me.
Okay.
Said, I can talk to you or no.
Okay. So
right.
What is your sign? What is your sign, and what kind of reading would you like?
I want to ask a question. I want to know if you see me going to buy property in Italy near the water, please. I'm a daughter.
Okay. Got that, Amber?
Taurus, right? Yeah. All right, I'm going to shuffle, sweetie. Let me know when to stop.
Okay.
All right. All right, give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, so being an earth sign, like I've been saying, it's all about, like, you know, your security and your materialistic things and just your foundation. So you're wanting to know if, like, you're going to get, like, a property by the water, correct? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. I get it by the water.
All right, let's see. So the first card I pulled is the Knight of Swords. And this represents a situation that is head on. So in regards to, like, finding, like, this, like, place that you want to move to, I feel like you have, like, all these, like, propositions and, like, you know, you feel like you know where you want to go with it. Just focus on what you ultimately want, and the energy will be there for you. You have to just believe it. So if you have a vision of where you want to live, just keep believing that that's where you're going to be. There may be somebody in your life that's going to help you to achieve this. So there may be somebody that's helping you find this property. So just, like, ultimately, like, find, like, comfort in this, that he's ultimately, or she is ultimately helping you to achieve what you want with this residence. And that brings it into the second card, which is the Five of Pentacles. And you may feel like you're not going to be able to achieve this property that you want. And it's an unsettling feeling. It may be in regards to, like, you're not attaining what you feel like you should be at this point in your life. But if you move forward with the mindset that you need to see to believe, I keep saying that if you believe it, you'll see it, you'll manifest it. So just trust in yourself that you have the means to achieve what you ultimately want in your life. And that brings it to the last card, which is the Ace of Wands. And aces all signifies new beginnings. And if, like I said, if you believe it, then you can set yourself forward to achieving this goal. So upon that, hold on, I'm having a brain fart. Sorry. With you believing that you can ultimately get this property, you'll keep having, like, flashes of, like, inspiration that will guide you towards the ultimate, like, property that you want. The beginning, like, the possibilities are endless, but if you're fixated on a certain thing, like I keep saying it, just go, just believe. Take the first step,
Believe in the people that you have helping you do it, and you're going to just have the motivation to keep going and going to achieve what you want to get. Just stay open to signs from the universe and take action when they appear. So if you feel like you're not like 100% that you're going to get this property, just trust that it's going to happen. I know it's easier said than done, but if you believe it, you can manifest it. I hope this helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Probably.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so that's the end of callers, as far as I can see. There's a 917. Let's see if they're just listening. 917-263.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Yes, hi. I don't know if you would like to know our birthday.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Sagittarius, and I would like to ask about a relationship.
Okay. So right now it's a full moon in Sagittarius, so this is your moon, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to start shuffling, so get it, girl. So I'm going to start shuffling. Let me know when this stops.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on one moment. All right, so you said in regards to relationship, correct?
Please, yes.
Okay, so being a Sagittarius, your mantra is I see. So I feel like you have this definitive, like, view of how you see yourself within a relationship. So with the cards that I pulled, the first one that I pulled is the Ace of Swords. Like I said in the previous reading, aces are all about new beginnings. Swords represent your thoughts. So this may be an approach of like new thoughts to how to achieve a relationship to work in the best way for you. Basically, don't hesitate to invest in new relationships or opportunities. There is a fresh new insight and clarity that's existing within a relationship that will lead you to take an action to a positive direction. It could also signify like a communication in a current relationship if you're in it or not. But ultimately, I just feel like you finally know what you're worthy of and what you want to put out there to like attract a significant other. And then that brings you to the second card, which is the Six of Swords. And that represents you moving from like a pre-existent relationship that may have been really rough towards a new like happy phase within like a new relationship. It could be you moving to a different location, a new job, whatever it may be. It's just you putting yourself in a different like location that will ultimately bring you to what your last card is, which is the Two of Cups, which is in representation of a new, happy, wonderful relationship is on the way, or it's just about to begin, which reverts back to the first card, all about new beginnings. So you finally know what you want and deserve within a relationship, and it's there for you. If you want it, it's there for you. You just have to look out for the signs to embrace it and go with it. I hope this helps.
Oh, that is spot on. Thank you.
Yay, you're so welcome.
And how do we reach our fabulous leaders? This is my first time calling.
I'm sorry, what?
What? I said, this is my first time calling. How do we reach you outside of this for reading?
My email address is avanicole2111. It's avanicole2111@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And she's She's Amber Berard on Facebook also.
Amber Berard?
Yep, B-E-R-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay, take it easy. Okay, so you guys, you've been listening to Amber Berard give intuitive tarot readings, and she's done a phenomenal job, as I knew she would.
Thank you.
So if you want to reach her, she's setting up a Facebook page, but until she sets that up, she's Amber Berard on Facebook. That's B-E-R-A-R-D, Amber Berard on Facebook. And also you can reach her at her email address for to set up an appointment for a reading at Ava, you say Ava Nicole, right? 2111?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. At gmail.com. So check her out there. Amber, you've done a fantastic job. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I mean, you really, and I can only imagine what a full reading would be like with you, because I know you've tried to kind of squeeze in a whole lot of information in a few minutes with these short readings. But I imagine that having a full reading with you has got to be really in-depth and just so revealing for so many different things, you know. So I appreciate you coming on tonight and talking with us and being here. And hopefully we'll get you on again.
I would love that so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so... thanks, everyone who was in chat tonight. Thank you, Deb, for hanging in there. And we will be back. I'm not sure if we're going to have a show Saturday, but we'll be back. So hit the follow button so you don't miss any of the shows. And because we always have different readers and cool stuff going on here. So anyways, we will we'll see you the next time, and you guys take care of yourselves and take care of each other, and we will see you again very soon. Okay, so I'm going to play a song, and then we're out of here, and thank you, Amber and Allie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a closer time when I'm lying in bed to do, getting all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And I get real high, and I sing from the top of my lungs, what's going on in our damn chaos?
years and my life is still trying to get up that creepy healer of hope for a destination.
No greater horror know I than love. Weeks before I met you, I was picking corn and found a ring of gold and amber among the ears. Researching amber, I found that it meant if you had it in your possession, it would attract your true love. It glinted honey and liquid gold with specks of ancient debris like sunspots. Who had lost this ring and had their true love disappeared after it went missing? The ring, which seemed like a blessing upon finding it, became more of a curse. Should we welcome our true love before their time? Maybe it was such that this boy should have remained where he was, not pulled out of his realm by a mythological stone. Maybe he didn't want to be led out into the open by a strange sense that made no sense. Maybe he should have just stayed where he was, doing what he always did, thinking the thoughts he always had. It would have been simple. The ring would have stayed on the owner's finger, and they would have been happier, perhaps. And I would have walked out of the store with corn and nothing else.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That was interesting.